The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 29 October 2019. And today's guest, so you've got to check in on this program because you never know who's going to be on. StopTheCrime.net, Deborah Tavares. She is out there, well, kind of in California, kind of has a home, kind of does not. Deborah Tavares, how are you doing this evening?
Well, John, thank you very much. How am I doing? Well, I'm going to describe to the listeners exactly what's happening with the weaponized warfare that we find ourselves here in California. Now, when I want to be clear, when I talk about the weaponization of the weather, the weaponization of the aspects of economy and how the United States is being taken down by multitude attacks, it's war. I'm not just only talking about California. But today, because I'm in and behind enemy lines, as it is for us here now, I will describe what is happening here. But I want to first start by saying this, and it's most important for everyone to understand that we are in a worldwide government of occupation, worldwide government of occupation. And when you look up the definition of occupation, you find that that means seizure and control of a country by military forces using weapons systems. And what we're all experiencing to some degree or another are the use of silent weapons systems, which are now fully engaged, and they're set to massively reduce and control the populations. So how we are experiencing it and have been experiencing in California is with the blackouts and the massive psychological warfare that is being conducted here as well, simultaneously with economic warfare, weather warfare, fire warfare, massive reductions of planned water shortages, as well as the rebuilds from the fires that burned us down back in October of 2017. Now, I want to talk to everybody about those fires back in 2017, because that was on October 8th and 9th when the flames swept through Santa Rosa and burned about 5,200 homes, and then all total around 6,000, including some commercial buildings. And since those fires, we've had many, many people living in recreational vehicles parked all over the county, because what then ended up ricocheting or becoming a ripple effect of the massive housing loss was then the increased rents that skyrocketed. And the fact that I am talking about Sonoma County geographically for the audience, we are 60 miles north of the Golden Gate Bridge in Sonoma County, which is called the wine country. I'm also only about a half an hour from Bohemian Grove. So we are in the heart of what I refer to as Illuminativeville, and Santa Rosa means Satan's Rose. So getting that foundation first, along with the fact that we are in a worldwide government occupation is absolutely essential. So here we are. We are now in day six of the massive Kincade fire that was essentially, it appears, and again, this is a developing story on the on how this fire started, but it appears that it was the use of some type of a directed energy weapon near the geothermal plant in the Mayacamas Mountains, which is above Santa Rosa. Now, you can look up the geothermal plant in California. It is the world's largest geothermal operation, originally started by Rothschild, a.k.a. PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric. I'm sure many of you have heard over the past number of years about Pacific Gas and Electric, and I can tell you that we never knew that it was a Rothschild-run utility until we found out by mistake. And as we then investigated further, we learned that the utilities nationwide are run by the international bankers, Rothschild, etc., and in fact, worldwide. So that was an enormous discovery that we made. And from that, we started to understand how these assaults and attacks were occurring. And I will tell you, John, it is with tremendous sadness and loss that I feel with Al Whitney, who was on your show for a number of years within Defense of Humanity.
Mm-hmm.
I spent many, many, many countless hours with Al, and I used to have her on a number of radio shows with myself as well, talking about the fact that we don't have a government, that what we have is a network of corporate agencies posing as a government. And it was with that understanding and the fact that we went to countless meetings. We're talking about school board meetings, local city council meetings, board of supervisors meetings, meetings in San Francisco, etc., that we started to realize that everything was on autopilot, and all of these jurisdictions that we thought were elected officials had no jurisdictions. They were running United Nations policies on autopilot through all of these agencies, including the school boards, the U.S. Forestry, Cal Fire. Every agency is a corporately held, controlled agency to literally just cause absolute demise of this country and the world. So getting back to the Kincade fire and what initiated just a week or so before the fires, again, this is massive trauma-based mind control, massive damage, and assaults on people predominantly now living in the WUI, W-U-I, which means Wildlands Urban Interface. Many of you know that Dr. Michael Kaufman brought that wonderful, horrific map of the United States that many people that understand UN Agenda 21 and UN Agenda 30 are very familiar with the Wildlands map. We have that map on StopTheCrime.net. We reversed the colors so it would be easy for you to see where the core reserves and corridors were and are that are to contain little to no human use.
And Deborah, if I may, Mike Kaufman I've had on this program several times, and that was my first awakening to the Agenda 21 and how the plan was in effect to herd all of us. I mean, people have heard the term smart cities now, and they think it's just technological advancements. They believe that, oh, I can work and I can shop and I don't have to leave. I don't even need a car. They don't understand what this is. And what Michael Kaufman put out was the first map generated from the United Nations showing this country as what land is going to be designated. The major cities are going to be the population hubs, everything else except their what they called their corridor, so we could migrate, I guess, from one city to the next. But this was the United Nations plan to basically take over all the land in this country and designate who and what and where to live, how to live, under what guidelines. I needed to interject that in case some of these listeners on this program have not heard of that map. I appreciate you bringing that up.
Well, I'm bringing it up because it plays into what is occurring here with the fires and the massive power outages. And the massive power outages that everyone in this country, in fact worldwide, are going to experience on a more regular basis. So I'll discuss that just a little bit more, John, because the Wildlands Project is essential for everyone that's listening to understand. It shows where human access is denied. And this was mandated by the United Nations, as you said. It's a biodiversity treaty, and it's forcing transformation and relocation of all Americans and all cities to comply with environmental policies and the reduction of CO2 emissions. Now, people haven't asked, why on earth are they talking about needing to reduce CO2 emissions when we certainly need CO2 emissions, and this is all part of oxygen and air decreasing and how plants survive, etc. And what we find and what we found, and I'll just throw this in right now, because I have a 5-part video YouTube series on StopTheCrime.net, and it's entitled Genocide is Legal and How This Came to Be. And, John, it was a talk that I gave in London a number of months ago, and I presented it here locally, and we put it up as a 5-part piece. Everyone, I would encourage everyone to listen to it, because certainly on the program today, the emphasis is going to be behind the planned and increased forced blackouts and the fires and what we're experiencing here. But along with the map that shows the corridors and buffer zones for highly regulated use, it also talks about the Indian reservations as well and military reservations. And we've learned that most U.S. roads and highway and infrastructure will not be maintained. And I can certainly agree that we here in the wine country, while we are presumably have world-class grapes and wines, we have third-class roads. It is an annual huge cost to keep our vehicles on the road.
Deborah, let me interject here to give you a greater understanding of where our audience is at as far as the state of California or the state that they find themselves in. My complaint now is that it is so bad in California that and I don't like the flavor of their politics, they're leaving California, they're coming to Florida, they're coming to Texas. And you can tell that they're not from around here. They ain't from Texas by their conversation and what they say. I mean, these are just liberals that can't afford to live in California anymore. And they're moving.
What we have, what we have is a forced migration of climate and resource refugees. And that's going to be happening in every state throughout this country and throughout the world. This is just how we're going to be forced off of our properties. We're going to be blended in different communities, broken up from our families. This is the intention of the mass chaos that is set as an agenda. And just to throw out, and then I do want to get back into more of what is happening, but we're under a mass bully pulpit agenda. And what I mean by that, as many of you recall, that there are now laws against kids bullying one another in school.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because the government wants to remain the largest and biggest bully on the block. And we have been bullied largely into fear of expressing our opinions, of standing up for what we learn to be the right thing. And I can only say, as you listen to this broadcast today, that everyone stand up, do the next best right thing every single day, and say it loud and say it clear and help get the truth out. Because what we're finding now in schools, as I like to call them, is we're producing graduates that are now mentally ill. What do I mean by that? These are kids that are graduating with school debt that they'll never be able to pay by most accounts, flipping burgers or waiting tables that will not allow them to recover or repay their school debt. It's a tremendous emotional and psychological burden on these graduates. But more importantly, they're learning in school a reality that doesn't exist in the real world. And so they're having difficulty applying what they've learned in school to what is really happening boots on the ground. And we know that in the Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars document, that, by the way, John, Al Whitney and I talked about and shared extensively through the years. So for all of you that are listening, Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars. It is a free download. You can type that in. It's about a 44-page document. I would certainly recommend everyone read it. I would also recommend right off the bat that everybody look at the report from Iron Mountain. And why I'm saying this is this sets the foundation of what we're now living in, a creation of false science and an illusion of false science where things just are not making sense. And what I was never taught, John, and I don't know about you, but I never knew when I was in school, and I remember John F. Kennedy, the day he was assassinated, I was in school, and I never heard about his speech that he talked about there's a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy. I never knew that he had already warned us before all of the other whistleblowers, and there are many whistleblowers since this, and before that, this as well, but he told us, and this is such a famous quote, and I'm going to quote it now because it really does dovetail with the report from Iron Mountain. He said, John F. Kennedy said, "For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation," and that's the bullying, "instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system that has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations." And this goes back to the report from Iron Mountain, because when that report came out after Kennedy was assassinated, Johnson told everyone this report is to be considered a hoax, because certainly if people knew what this report was, it would cause great pushback from society. And so it was considered a hoax because it was so outrageous that people just didn't believe it. Well, it was never a hoax. It's not outrageous, and it now needs to be believed because it dovetails exactly with the warnings of John F. Kennedy.
Well, and
Deborah,
let me throw let me throw this in here. John F. Kennedy, I've always maintained that if we are to restore this republic, throw the ne'er-do-wells out of office that think that we have this grand democracy, that one of the things that, and I've been saying this for over a quarter of a century to people, that we must dump the international bankster gangsters. We've got to dump the Federal Reserve. What Kennedy did, in my estimation, aside from the profiteering from the Pentagon and the military-industrial complex, which his predecessor made sure that everybody heard before he came into office, Kennedy himself went after the bankers by issuing script in this country from the Fed Reserve, from the Treasury Office, and these were United States notes, not Federal Reserve notes. He actually put into circulation a competing currency against the Federal Reserve, and I maintain to this day that aside from him wanting to get rid of the CIA, to get rid of a lot of different things, he stepped on those bankers' toes, and they paid him back on Dealey Plaza on November 22nd, 1963. Our guest today, Deborah Taveras, we've got to take this break. Her website, StopTheCrime.com. nationalintelreport.net. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Thinking about it lately, been watching some TV, been looking all around me on what has come to be. Been talking to my neighbor and he agrees with me. It's all gone crazy. Well, my wife returns from taking my little girl to school. She got beads of perspiration as she tries to keep her cool. She says that mess, it don't get no better. There's gonna come.
We are back with Deborah Taveras. By the way, Deborah, I have just posted a video, thanks to Mark Anderson, that put this on Facebook. That in Utah, the United Nations has taken over a section of Utah. And since we're talking about the United Nations and talking about them managing this international... Deborah, I don't know if you're aware that every president of the United Nations has always been communist.
Well, I'm most definitely aware of many aspects of the takedown that sadly occurred a long time ago that we were never taught in school. And I want to follow what you've just said by this quote, and this is a very important quote by former CIA Director William Casey in 1981. And he said, "We will know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American public believes is false." And we're at that juncture now, as I think you can probably agree, John, that people believe in everything that is false.
Well,
so I want to move back into these power outages. I want to talk about the consequences of this and what is occurring, because everyone that's listening, you are going to suffer mass power outages. This is a planned global disruption of the reduction of all resources that we have come to be accustomed to. Because along with the Wildlands Project map, there is also deep ecology. And this is what's behind all of this. And I'm just going to discuss a couple of the primary characteristics of what the core areas in that map that we were discussing a bit ago are about. It says that the primary characteristics of the buffers, those zones around the required settlement zones for humans, are to be only limited to human use as long as those areas are managed. So we're going to be very limited in where we're allowed to be relocated, and we will be highly managed. So we can see that occurring now with the heavy surveillance and all of the aspects of our new technological living gadgetry that are literally surveillance devices as well as devices that reduce our longevity. I won't go into all of that because I want to jump into the power outages. But this is important because where we're heading with these power outages, these fires, these hurricanes, these floods, these breached levees, the toxic algae blooms, the massive hits of weather weapons around the peripheral of this country and everywhere, also along with the technologies that are being used to erode all the coastlines, technologies in the ocean. We're not just talking about what we know is occurring overhead with the geoengineering, which is the deliberate large-scale a reduction of the weather as we've known it and control of the weather as we have known it. But another aspect of the Wildlands Project is what is moral and ethical guidelines for us to survive. And they say all life, human and non-human, have equal value, and that resource consumption above what is needed to supply vital human needs is immoral. And human populations must be reduced. Also high on the list is all industrialized nations, and in particular the Western civilization, must radically change present economic, technological, and ideological structures. So what we are facing is a massive, massive global disruption. And the climate action plans that I spend so much time reading and looking at over these many years talks about the need to reduce the greenhouse gas emissions back to a time when we would not have had an effect on climate change. Of course, we know that we cannot reduce the greenhouse gas emissions and reduce the CO2 emissions, stop all travel, all diesel, all petroleum, all natural gas, all electricity use, and change the climate. Sadly, many people now believe that, and that's why I talk about the kids that are now graduating out of school as being mentally ill, because they do believe in this new Green Deal. It's not new, it's not green, and it's not a deal. It's a deal of death. So when you think of anything green, you have to think of death, because it is a depopulation genocide plan. And getting back to the fires, so back on October 8th and 9th of 2017, when the horrific fires roared through Santa Rosa, I'll pick it up more with what's happening now on the other side of the break, John.
You're the first guest I've ever had to call the break before I did. Thank you, Deborah. We'll be talking more with Deborah Tavares. Her website, stopthecrime.net, folks. This is not a hoax. What she's doing is unraveling the control plan for all of America.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Alrighty, when we left here, we were talking about the Devil's Rose. You were on Santa Rosa.
Yes. Well, John, I wanted to go over what people are hearing in the news right now. They're hearing about the horrific Kincaid wildfire that is only 15% in containment. Right now, we have CAL FIRE setting up a perimeter at the foothills to prevent the fire from going into Santa Rosa tonight. We are currently in another red flag fire warning. What a red flag fire warning means is this. It's called when the winds are gusty, when the heat is substantial enough, and when the pressure is low. But what is never, ever, ever told us in this PSYOPs weaponized fake media is that in conjunction with those components of fire creation, which this is all created, we are heavily, heavily chemtrailed. So that's a very important factor that comes into play in advance of all of the fires that we have now experienced since 2017. That would be the Santa Rosa fire, all the fires here, the Redding fire, the fires in Santa Barbara, and then, of course, the horrific fire in Paradise, which I went up to with my husband and two retired fire captains that between the two of them had 60 years experience under their belt to take a look at some of the evidence that was not being reported. And I want to add this right now. What we find that is occurring with the combustibility of the homes is the pulsing of the smart meters. Now, many of you listening have smart meters. That was the change out of your original analog meters for the deployment of the smart meters. And I would certainly suggest that all of you find out if you have a smart meter on your home or not. They are wireless. There are no longer the requirements for meter readers to actually come out to your property and read your meters. And so what we know is that you can pulse them, which Rothschild does, PG&E, and or your utility, pulses the frequency delivery to the meters, and it causes explosions. And you can type in smart meters on your search bar, smart meters and house fires. I think you will be amazed.
Now let me stop you right here, because the original fires out in California, we had enterprising people that were taking photographs and videos of these fires, and how mysteriously, Deborah, you would see houses, say, in cul-de-sacs, and that you might see three or four houses. And not contiguous, in other words, not adjoining, but you might see three or four houses on a cul-de-sac burn. You might have a house in the middle that wasn't touched, and the surrounding shrubbery and the trees still standing, but the houses were gone. And when I'm talking about a house...
They were dustified.
They were absolutely dustified.
Yeah, I'm going to add right now to what you've just said. Absolutely, what you've described is what we have witnessed, what we have been posting since the fires of 2017, and of course what we witnessed firsthand and by many people that were interviewed as a result of the Paradise fires. Now, what occurred, and what this is only our summation right now. I have not found this in documents, but because of the way documents are written, here's what this appears with the current Kincade fire. It was overkill with the use of directed energy weapons that caused dustification. All of you that watched and looked at the remains of houses were under what you would perceive as a normal fire. You would see, for example, bathtubs still there, some sinks, walls still there somewhat, maybe fallen over. But it wouldn't be gone into dust only. You wouldn't have cars melting. So what ended up occurring was an overkill with the use of directed energy weapons. And so, lessons learned now. They are now initiating wind squalls because they can and because they are right now. So what do I mean by that? Wind is also created as a weather weapon, and it is now being used. It's much more believable. The wind conditions and then the remains of the homes that are left, which you will see on some of the reports now of a number of the homes that have burned as a result of the Kincade fire. I think we're at about 100 structures, 50 of them being a combination of homes and beautiful, beautiful vineyards. And the fire, as I say, prior to the break, is only 15% under containment. We had a break yesterday and last night where they were able to do all day yesterday aerial drops with the overhead aerial spraying of all. Our hills are coated in red. Everyone needs to understand the toxic levels of what they spray to put the fires out. This is a product made and developed by the likes of Monsanto. It's highly toxic. In fact, I found an article back in 2002 when the retardant was sprayed in Bend, Oregon, which is in central Oregon. In the error of all the smoke, or not an error, they sprayed over a river, and they're being told that they're not to spray over or near waterways. Well, they hit a river, and there was 4 miles of dead fish. This is what they're spraying overhead to save us from their directed energy weapons, which is now fire and wind, to put their weapons systems out. And so I want to talk about what we're experiencing right now. It's called a power safety public shutdown. That's what Rothschild, a.k.a. our utility, is calling the shutdown of the electric grid. This shutdown started on the very day, 2 years later, from the fires. In other words, the original fires back in 2017 were October 8th and October 9th. 2 years later, October 8th and October 9th, Pacific Gas and Electric started the first series of the public safety power shutdown. Now, many of us here now are calling it public safety BS. This is not for our safety at all. This is the illusion for our safety. So we're existing right now. We have been without power now for a number of days. We're now 6 days in to the Kincaid fire right now. Most people have been without power. No one was aware at the time, John, when they flipped the switch and turned off the power, that they were also going to de-energize the gas lines. That's been coming up now. And again, that's not been discussed so much on the news, that this was also an intention. But what that means is by turning off the natural gas, when people then also do not have electricity, they also do not have warm water. And so what we just heard prior to my coming on the show with you today, John, is one of the components of what we face here in this horrific war that we find ourselves in. We had gone out to a local store that we heard was open. There's three stores. It's a small family-owned grocery chain. And we went in there and we talked to people we knew, etc. We left, and then we got a call from management saying that the sheriff and deputies and fire came into the store, told them to shut down immediately. They took all the managers upstairs and said, "You are not to reopen. We appreciate your humanitarian service with trying to provide food for the people in this community, but we do not want the people to stay. We do not want food service here." And that is why Whole Foods, who's of course an Amazon-owned corporation, is closed. What we're finding now is the intentional closing of entire communities, entire businesses. Small towns are completely dark because there is no power. And not only are we now in a red flag fire warning, where tonight we're going to be confronted with winds upwards of 65 miles an hour, which is far less than the wind, the miles per hour of the winds we received two nights ago, which ranged anywhere from 80 to 100 miles per hour, dependent where you were, and predominantly those were on the ridges. But tonight we're going to be hit with wind gusts and, again, squalls technology, wind squalls technology now being used. And we're being hit with what they call code blue at the same time. Code blue is when the temperatures are forced down into the 30s near freezing. And so we're having temperatures during the day, John, of about 70 degrees. And then at night, they're dropping us down to near freezing. Because, of course, that creates the heat in the day and the cool at night for the low pressure combination that then benefiting the creation of the winds that we're now having.
This time of year, so, Deborah, this time of year, what normally is the overnight lows out there?
Well, I hate to say this, John. That's a very, very good question. But I have not observed much normalcy as far as temperatures go for a long time, only because I've been so aware of the increased frequencies in our environment and the ways in which those are heating up our environment. And certainly I have talked with so many targeted individuals who are hit with directed energy weapons at night, and they wake up in sweat. So It's hard for me to answer that question because I have not seen what I would have considered normal for many, many, many years. People will say, well, gosh, there's a normal cloud. Well, no. An hour prior to that, we saw the chemtrailing and we saw the manufacturing of that structure that they're calling a normal cloud.
They have been around so long, Deborah, that people, you know, people look at the skies now and they take it for granted that these are natural-looking clouds, that there's no spraying going on.
You're exactly right. You're exactly right. That's exactly what the kids are being taught in school. They're seeing the planes flying overhead, and they're coming up with different names for clouds because they're filling them with disillusion, and they're in the matrix. We are in the matrix. We have a corporate structure of government that we believe somehow or another is a government that we vote for. There's an excellent series, three-part YouTube series that actually Al Whitney told me about. And I've watched it, and I highly recommend everyone that's listening now watch it if you have not. It's called The Swamp. And what that depicts are a number of newly elected congressmen that go to their offices in Washington, D.C., with pledges they've made to be elected. And they are going, in their minds, going to fulfill their commitments that got them elected. They get into Washington, D.C., and they find out Washington, D.C. is run by the staffers and the policies of the staffers. They're found that they're told how to vote, which, John, we have discovered in the RAND Corporation documents. The RAND Corporation documents have said that they give representatives in Washington, D.C., their summer reading list so that they will be prepared on how to vote when they return to office, which is all Tavistock Institute mind-controlled policy, mind-controlled driven reality. So the congressmen are there. They're banding together because they're rather shocked that Washington, D.C. and Congress is so dysfunctional. But then these congressmen find that they're now then becoming targeted. And for those of you that are not familiar with targeted individuals, I would highly recommend that you do some research. I have interviewed personally, John, and you probably have as well, a number of targeted individuals. And one video series that I would recommend everyone watch is, it's called, My Targeting as a Targeted Individual. It's by Myron May. And he ended up being killed in Florida. And it's just a very sad series of videos. He discusses very intelligently what being targeted looks like, what it feels like, how people don't believe that. I will say to you that when you are gang-stalked by police, firemen, and hired hitman teams that are in all of our cities everywhere worldwide, and then you are given voice-to-skull commands where you have dreams implanted, this goes beyond any normal person's belief system, but it is all real. It's like the social engineering in China. Now, I'm deviating from the fires, but not that much, because what is happening with the fires and the outages is the conversation that this is for our safety. So here are the headlines in my newspaper today. Crews make gains, but winds are a continued threat. That's, of course, the psychological trauma that's being injected in with the gains. They talk about how, and again today being Tuesday, October the 29th, 2019, and I'm talking about the Kincaid fires in Sonoma County, just north of the Golden Gate Bridge by about 60 miles where I live. 15% containment, but progress is tempered by optimism. They go on to say evacuations. Over 30,000 are getting to go home. This was yesterday. But still, there's over 90,000 structures in danger. And, John, they have psyopsed the community and traumatized this community so badly that they have managed to have forced relocation of nearly 200,000 people. My neighborhood is desolate. There's no one around. Everyone left, John. It is like a ghost town. And what happened in these events in 2017, the sheriff department made dozens and dozens of arrests, in fact, hundreds of arrests, because there were busloads of looters brought in from the Bay Area that went through the burning or soon to burn down homes, looting the homes.
All right. And we've got a break here, Deborah. We'll be back in 3 minutes. We'll take your calls into the next hour. People are already trying to get in.
OMG! People are jumping on board to the Life Change Tea Regiment. Brew, steep, and drink for a gentle, taste-great cleanse. It's changing how they feel. See what everybody's talking about. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea aids in digestive slowdown and helps people get moving down a healthy path. We won't make claims. We'll just let you decide. Experience is much better than a commercial anyway. If you want results, log on to GetTheTea.com and purchase your Super Strength Cleansing Tea. You won't be disappointed. And if you're looking for some mind-body suggestions, go to YouTube and punch in the search bar Health Matters Now. That's Health Matters Now. Put power into your health now. So, GetTheTea.com, that's GetTheTea.com for Super Strength Tea, and YouTube, Health Matters Now, that's Health Matters Now for valuable suggestions. GetTheTea.com, the tea that makes you go.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
By the way, Deborah, one of our hosts here, Steve Elkins, sent me over an email and said that the normal temperatures this time of year in Northern California is mid to upper 40s. So if you're going to go below freezing, these are not normal weather patterns.
Well, of course they're not. And again, the highs of the day are in the 70s. So we've got colliding temperatures, the warm and the cold, which is necessary to create the weaponized wind squalls that are now being used for plausible deniability, because, again, the destruction of the homes, it's not creating the dustification that everyone saw over the past number of fires. There were too many people that were becoming aware that these fires were as a result of an inside job. And the dustification was evidence to a lot of people. So the winds are creating more of what people would expect a natural fire to leave behind in the path of destruction. So you're right. Our temperatures are being activated now to create the squalls. And I want to add this, because today, tonight, between midnight and 6 a.m., we're going to be in a high wind event. Right now, they're setting up CAL FIRE to defend the city of Santa Rosa once again. We, right now, are in a mandatory evacuation zone. But I can say to you that many of the homes that were saved during the 2017 fires were the homes that people were able to get water on the roofs. They took many advanced preparations to save their homes, and they did. The problem we have, John, is as we lose our homes to a variety of weather events, not only the fires that we have been besieged with over the last number of years, but also in February of 2019, they sat an atmospheric river over the top of Sonoma County, and it swamped a wastewater treatment plant, forcing the urine, fecal, and pharmaceuticals to overflow prior to treatment, rush into all the low-lying areas down into our creeks and down the Russian River that goes along the area of Bohemian Grove. And that decimated many, many commercial buildings and wiped out thousands of homes that are still not livable to this moment, which is added to the people that are living in RVs parked all around this county. And I have also discovered that Santa Rosa is among the top 10 homeless areas in the United States. We see homeless encampments, as I know many of you listening see in your neighborhoods. This is an agenda. What we see happening right now is shaking off all the low-hanging fruit. What do I mean more specifically about that? Is what we saw happen here. The people that were month to month in existence and were renting literally got bumped from their rental. And I think I hear another
break
coming up, John.
This is top of the hour break. Many people have been trying to call in. I'll now open up the phone lines at 800-313-9443. Deborah, you also said that you've got county sheriffs from other counties coming in and cordoning off and blocking people from going back to their homes. And when they were asked, what are you guys doing here? They said, we got no idea.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
We've got National Guard and Humvees in roadblocks. This is a quasi-military takeover.
All right. Let's take the top of the hour break. My guest today, Deborah Taveras, we're talking about what's going on in California. Her website, stopthecrime.net.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.